Hello. I have to explain a legal document in 5 minutes, so I'm going to really, really hurry up. I'm not a financial lawyer. So, all you need to know, I work for Free Software Foundation Europe, and I lead the legal department there. So, I know a bit or two what I'm talking about when I'm talking about the fiduciary license agreement, which is why I hope you are here to listen about. So, what is the FLA? I could start discussing that. But first of all, I would like to remind you who's helping you every day you develop KDE and who helped pull out this amazing conference academy. So you have this awesome NGO called KDEV, and its mission in life is to make sure that your life, the developers, and everybody who contributes is easier. And they do like really idiotic, stupid stuff like legal stuff, administrative stuff. So the task you don't want to be bothered with. So what I'm going to ask you today in this talk is to try to help KDEV help you easier. So how do you do that? By signing the FLA. Well, one thing is KDEV, if you sign the FLA, can protect you and your code for example, in copyright violations. Whether you're one or the other side of a violation doesn't really matter. The other thing is, well, you know, each of you have lives. You know, you get a kid, you get a dog, you go to Mars, anything can happen. So occasionally it happens that you're not able to maintain your code anymore. And let's just say hypothetically that you wrote your code in the 90s, you released it under GPLv1, which is incompatible with GPLv2, which is incompatible with GPLv3. So what happens if you wrote this really awesome, important piece of code, nobody knows what it actually does, it does magic, and everybody needs it. But, you know, in these days, KDE, at least the module that you wrote it for, is licensed under GNOME v3, and your code is not able to be used in it, at least not legally. So one option would be that you relicense your own work under GPLv3 or later, but since you know, you're on Mars with your new family and the dog, you're not able to do that. So if you sign the FLA, the KDEV can do that for you. So how does this work? Well, one thing is, does this have a project? It has a project. So that's you, and you're awesome, because you write KDE software. And that over there is KDEV, so the NGO we're talking about. So what happens is that you assign your full copyright to KDEV, while at the same time, KDEV assigns all the rights back to you, which means that you are left with all the rights that you need to relicense your work or release your work under any other license you want to, even proprietary if you want, to third parties, which are this funny little thing. But at the same time, and this is the important bit, KDEV has the right and obligation to release the code you wrote under a free software license as specified in the relicensing policy. So, as you probably figured out, that is a copyright assignment, which is when, usually when I say copyright assignments, geeks start throwing things at me and run out. I'm really happy that the chairs are bolted down. Good choice of venue. So, but in FSFE, where we drafted the whole thing, the fiduciary license agreement, we made damn sure that this cannot happen. So there's some really carefully selected checks and balances. For example, when, as I mentioned, you still have all your rights to relicense it as well, whatever you want, and KDEV doesn't gain all the unlimited power, but it gains responsible power. So another thing that is, I mentioned the fiduciary relicensing policy, which is a set of rules which mention under which license KDEV can release your code, given under, you know, under which pillar or under which module your code falls under. And that document, those rules can be changed only the same way as the KDEV can change its own constitution. which means it's really, really hard to change those rules. You can rely on them to be the same in the next few years. And even when they will relicense, if they have to relicense your code, they will still ask you. And only if they're not able to reach you, they will try to relicense it by themselves, following the policy. And ultimately, and this is a very big fail-safe, in any breach of trust you get from the KDEV, you can annul your, or you can void your cancel, actually, legally speaking. You can cancel your FLA with the KDEV, and you get all your rights back just as if you haven't signed the thing in the first place. So, as I said, it's a copyright assignment, but I hope I proved it's a very well-balanced, special kind of copyright assignment, and it helps KDEV help you a lot. And I hope you can sign it, and you're happy to do so. And if you have any questions, there's going to be a POF session tomorrow in the lab just over there. Me and Lydia will be there, probably some other people as well. I hope I have some FLAs with me. And yeah, if you have any questions, we're going to be there. There's also some other contacts. And after the BOF session, or after the signing of the BOF session, I'm also going to talk to you about the future of the FLA, because there's some things that slowly it would be a good idea to update, like maybe include patents, see how we can make sure that it works also in other jurisdictions. For example, like we figured out how to make it work better in India. And if you're interested in that stuff, tomorrow, 12:30, in the lab over there. Thank you.